West Australian Nationals are stepping up their campaign for mining companies to phase out the practice of flying in and flying out their workforces to remote mining sites. Pilbara MP and former WA Nationals leader Brendan Grylls says it no longer makes economic sense for miners to maintain large and expensive FIFO workforces when record low commodity prices are forcing them to cut costs and lay off workers. Our business editor Cheryl Bagwell has more.
West Australian National Brendan Grylls is a passionate advocate for the Pilbara, where he lives. He's also long decried the practice of mining companies flying in and flying out their workforces instead of encouraging them to commute from regional mining towns like Karratha, Newman and Port Hedland, which he says would be a better alternative for their families. But now with commodity prices at record lows and mining profits slumping, he says it makes no economic sense for companies to pay the high costs of FIFO labour at a time when they're laying off workers.
I am the local member, so I'd like to see growth in the Pilbara. But what we're seeing now is there's an economic imperative to start to phase out of FIFO and into residential accommodation. The miners are trying to deal with a commodity price reduction that's quite substantial. There's been mass redundancies across the sector. They're looking to save money in every corner of their business. It makes no sense to pay $70,000 to $90,000 a year for flights, accommodation and food for your workers when they have to be compared to your other workforce that live residentially in the town already.
Brendan Grylls says he realises that many workers might still prefer to fly in and fly out of a mine site, but he says the mining companies should be doing more to encourage their workers to reside in mining towns for no other reason but to save costs.
Around half of these companies' workers already live in these communities like Newman, Port Hedland and Karratha. So half of the workforce live locally already. I don't think it makes sense to say that the companies have exhausted everyone in the workforce that's prepared to live locally in the Pilbara, and they certainly haven't exhausted it when those people are getting sacked. FIFO workers are getting sacked and being put out into the employment market in a time of a soft economy off the back of cost savings, when a major cost saving would be moving people to a residential setting.
Well, that must be really apparent to the mining companies. Why do you think that they're not ending the practice?
It makes no sense to me at all. As I said, I understand that workers who are in a FIFO roster want to maintain that way of life. Their families are fed up and going to a school and playing in a local football team. I understand that. But if the choice was between redundancy or moving to a community where the job is based and going to a new school and playing in a new soccer team with my kids in Karratha, as the case is, that I think in the current environment that transition will happen. It's already happening in all the small businesses. So FIFO is being washed away for all the small businesses in the Pilbara. The local government used to have to pay for the housing of all of its employees. Now they're saving substantial money off their cost base because they offer jobs and people find their own housing. It would make sense to me that the miners will follow suit as they're trying to deal with some of the lowest prices in commodities for the last 10 or 15 years.
Yet the WA mining sector says despite the downturn, it has no plans to phase out FIFO labour. Reg Howard-Smith is the chief executive of the WA Chamber of Minerals and Energy.
FIFO fly-out is an absolute necessity. There are no alternatives in many instances to living in towns, very remote locations, and you know, when you consider the oil and gas industry working offshore, then of course there is absolutely no option.
Reg Howard-Smith says it's not the mining companies who are driving the practice, but rather it's the workers.
People that do fly in, fly out basically do it through choice. And yes, we're in a period of low commodity prices, generally speaking. It's also a period where the focus is very much on productivity and efficiency. Now, a key component of that is first-class people. And the last thing you can do is force people to live where they don't want to live. That would be just absolutely counterproductive.
So you're saying it's not the mining companies who are demanding that their workers fly in, fly out, it's the workers who are saying that this is how they want to do it?
Yes, indeed. And, our most recent focus on this was a survey, independent survey last year, and only 25% of people that are currently doing long-distance commuting in the sector said yes, they would consider living locally. But 75%, it's an overwhelming percentage, said no. Now, in the current environment, you know, you might find that if you said, look, to the employee, you have no option, then that percentage would be higher that would consider living locally. But it's hardly a good recipe for good employee relations to force a person to live where they didn't want to live.
The issue is now causing some tension in the coalition government of Colin Barnett, with the Nationals calling on BHP Billiton to slash the capacity of its 1,000-bed camp for FIFO workers outside of Newman. BHP has refused to do so, and its stand reportedly has the backing of the Premier. And that in turn has angered the Nationals, whose leader, Terry Redman, who is also the state's lands minister, is now refusing to sign a 10-year extension to BHP's lease on the FIFO camp. The WA Mining Chamber's Reg Howard-Smith again.
Well, it's certainly making it an issue and have for some time, and no doubt it's going to be an issue in the run-up to the state election here next year in March of 2017. For the Nationals, allow people to choose. These towns in the Pilbara and elsewhere in the state have improved tremendously, and we've supported that. And for part of a working career, people may well go and live in Port Hedland or Karratha or the other towns in the Pilbara and elsewhere. And then they might revert back to doing a fly-in, fly-out from Perth or from the southwest or the other places in Western Australia. It is about choice.
WA National Brendan Grills, however, says it's time for BHP shareholders to have a say.
People looking at their BHP share price in their share portfolio saying, gee, this iron ore price is causing us enormous concern to our superannuation portfolio, is why BHP would have 300 empty houses in Newman and then pay $70,000 to $90,000 extra to accommodate a FIFO worker in the camp that's less than 100 metres away from the empty house that they own. That doesn't make sense to me. I'm sure it doesn't make sense to most people that will be looking at this issue.
Pilbara MP Brendan Grills ending that report from our business editor Cheryl Bagwell. And we did seek a comment from BHP Billiton, but none was forthcoming.